Imposter scams continue to target older Americans, and with the upcoming 2020 census, a large number of people could be receiving phony census contacts phishing for personal information that can result in fraud or identity theft. Sam Shumway with AARP Wyoming says the more people understand how the census will actually work, the more likely they'll be to recognize shady activity.
One thing to know is that the census is never going to email you and they're never going to call you. And so if you get a call from somebody claiming that they're from the census, hang up and disregard that call.
Invitations to participate in the once-a-decade count will be sent by mail in March. People can fill out the form online or by mail or by telephone if assistance is needed. If people don't respond starting in May, census workers will start knocking on doors to ensure an accurate count. Official workers should be able to show an individual their Census Bureau photo ID badge with the Department of Commerce watermark and expiration date. Nearly half of U.S. adults say they have been targeted by an imposter scam, according to a recent AARP survey. And the number of scams where criminals pose as government representatives increased more than 50% in 2018. Shumway says it's important to remember that the census is being conducted by the federal government.
They already have your Social Security number. If they ask for your Social Security number, it's not legitimate. Don't give any bank numbers. There's no fee to participate in the census.
Scammers have learned to capitalize on current events, and Shumway says now that the census is in the news, be on the lookout for criminals looking to deceive people into sharing sensitive information or handing over money. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.